Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Woodwood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal McCain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hal McCain. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Hub Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Mark Koenig. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Stone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stone. Blue moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Woodwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodwood hits a line drive into center field. Walker picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Blue scores. Fothergill scores. Woodwood moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive towards third. Jeffries reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McManus. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeffries moves to second. One out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jeffries moves to third. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stone scores. McManus moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a fly ball towards left. Fothergill settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Fothergill. McManus scores. Hayworth moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Hayworth scores. Hoyt moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Tigers. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Whatwood throws the ball into McCain, who tags Walker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hoyt scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Sissel moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-0 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0-for-1 in the game. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. Tate moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. McManus reaches third base with a triple. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. McManus scores. Owen moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Tigers. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Owen scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 7-2, Tigers. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simons moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Sissel for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stone. The throw from Tate and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. Jeffries moves to second. One out. It's 7-3, Tigers. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0 for 2 in the game. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and has Jeffries trapped. There's the throw to McManus who throws to Koenig, who tags Jeffries for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on McCain. Owen moves to third. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Owen scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig hits a pop-up towards the mound. McCain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Stone reaches third base with a triple. Alexander goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling strikes out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to third. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0-for-3 in the game. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyt strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Schang now catching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.